can see their eyes watering, at which point you say, I'll take the right one, mate, if I was you, not the left. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to this week's very late episode of The Average Men. I'm JQ.
And I'm Jamie.
It's only two of us this week because, well, we'll explain why. And it's not joining us because for the last 2 months, he hasn't been able to join us, has he?
No, I just imagine he's pretty busy with lifestyle and work and stuff. And, you know, hopefully he will be here soon for the next one.
Yeah, the main reason Ant can't join us is he's now a proud owner. Is it owner? Proud parent of two children.
Parent, yeah, parent.
So he's been busy enjoying himself with that. He did send us a very amusing email about the 10 things he didn't realise about being a parent, but we'll save that for next time he's actually on.
That was very, very good. Very good indeed.
So the last time we recorded, I think it was in November sometime.
Yeah, I think it was before Christmas, and now we're in March. So 4 months ago since the last podcast, which is quite bad.
So obviously there's quite a lot to talk about. Let's start with Christmas. How was your Christmas?
Yeah, very good. Very good. Went on up to mother-in-law's and stayed for 2 nights or 1 night. I think we stayed up. Went up Christmas
as late as possible.
No, it was all right. It was very nice. Very pleasant. Little one got absolutely spoiled rotten. It was very, very good. And then we came back Boxing Day and went round my mother's for Boxing Day, which turned out to be Christmas.
It's Christmas Mark 2.
Christmas Mark 2, which, you know, when you do things like that, it's kind of a bit like the episode of Vicar of Dibley where she keeps going around for Christmas dinners all the time. And eventually, you're like...
She turns into a turkey.
Yeah, there's only so many Christmas dinners you can actually have.
Yeah, I'm quite used to doing two Christmas days. We did it once where... before we had kids, we used to drive... Go see me mum and dad for Christmas dinner and then drive up to Naomi's parents.
Yeah.
That was great. And as soon as we got kids, we had to split them out. And then 1 year, we did the same again. We had Christmas morning here and then we went to Naomi's parents. Mm. But I don't know how we got there because I was so tired. Mm. I thought I was going to die.
Yeah.
I was that tired. It was unbelievable.
So this year we were worried because normally every Christmas we're normally at my mum and dad's without fail. And this year, Kel said, I'd like to go to my mum for Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So when I was sitting around my parents, around the table, and I announced it, my mum's face...
Get out!
If she would have disowned me, I would not have been surprised. But my dad kind of instantly stepped in and did the good thing.
Went, oh, thank God.
Yeah. No, he kind of said... Well, no, that's right. Of course. No, that's understandable. Mm-hmm. You go and do that. That's fine. And then as long as we see you over Christmas...
I'll just amend the will.
But lucky enough, eventually mum kind of come around to the same way of thinking.
Mm.
And hopefully you won't post this before Sunday because the same thing's going to kind of happen.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's Mother's Day on Sunday. So that's going to be interesting. Yeah, Ant's got his first Mother's Day with Sarah.
Yeah, well, I kind of... put the fact out that Caitlin made Kelly a few things at play school and gave him as gifts, and someone commented on Facebook and I kind of come back and said, oh, what was it saves Jay buying you a present or something,
and you went, damn right.
And I put, she's not my mother.
Yeah, that would be a bit weird.
Yeah, so that didn't go down too well, but still. But yeah, no, Christmas was very good. But, you know, it is what it is. After a while, I get a bit fed up with it.
Yeah.
I just want to turn back to normality again.
Yeah. Charlotte's birthday's 2 weeks before Christmas, so the house is already exploding with presents. Mm. So come Christmas Day, it's just insane.
Yeah.
Next year, we're going to have a curve back on it because there's just too much stuff.
Yeah. You find it does just get too much. I mean, me and Kel, I don't think we hardly got each other anything this year. We just said, right, concentrate on everyone else.
Yeah, I got Naomi some perfume, and that was it.
Mm.
And I didn't want. I think Naomi got me 2 t-shirts.
Yeah, but that's what it kind of comes down to. You know,
don't need anything else. So
that's it. Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's for the kids, isn't it?
Exactly.
You actually realise what Christmas is about when you have kids.
This year we had to have, because when when I was a kid, my mum and dad would put some stuff in our kids' bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially to keep us out of their room long enough so we didn't wake them up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So we did that with Charlotte, but she still came in our room and opened up the presents. So we put probably half of the presents in our room. Mm-hmm. So at least me and Naomi could at least be led down in bed while they're opening them up. And we can just go, oh, yeah, that's nice. What else have you got?
I'm trying to think of anything else that's happened in between then and now. We had snow.
Oh, God, the snow was irritating. It looks amazing.
Yeah.
Me and Jamie both live on the same housing estate. housing estate sound makes it sound really dodgy, doesn't it? But no, same little street. And the woods look really nice. We went for walks in it. Mm-hmm. Great.
Yep.
But then I want heated pavement so it all disappears and heated roads so we don't have to drive on this.
And at least gritted.
Yeah, they didn't grit.
They don't grit this road.
Yeah, don't grit
they grit out onto the main road and that's about it, which is okay once you're on that. Yeah. You're pretty much clean sailing.
But it's quite good because I work for myself. I just said, nah, I'm not going in today.
Work from home.
Yeah, work from home. Or attempt to work from home.
I mean, I even did that a few times in the sheer case of I'm not getting that car out. I've seen the car next door trying to move and it ain't going to move anywhere.
Nah, it's a pain in the butt. But I was glad when it all disappeared and then it came back again.
Well, it came back three times, which I've never ever recalled it in this country. No. I know it to snow once and stay for about a week and then bugger off and never be seen again.
We were down, the last time it snowed, we were down in Gloucester. And all week, the weather report's going, the snow's going to be really bad, it's going to be terrible. So we left at lunchtime and just bombed it down the motorway to get home. And it just started snowing just as we pulled up here.
Hmm.
And then woke up in the morning, it was a blanket of snow. So we were quite lucky to get out of that and not get buried. We have been stuck on the M11 once.
Nasty.
Just outside Harlow for about 2 hours. Just crawling along. It was terrible. So, and that was in the Mini as well. We couldn't make it up the little hill at the bottom of the road.
Mm.
We had to walk from down there because the car wouldn't go up.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it was that bad. But yeah. But one big thing that I've been... I'm not exactly proud of this, but I've really got back into Lego.
Oh dear. Yeah.
Essentially, because we went to Legoland with the girls in November, Naomi said, oh, you two girls can have £10 each in the Lego shop. Go and buy yourself something. So I, of course, went, well, that means I can have £20, surely. I'm worth two of them. So I got myself a... it's like a truck with a crane digger thing on the back.
JCB type thing. Yeah.
And we went to Naomi's parents after that. And me and Charlotte were building this Lego. And it took all of my energy not to rip it out of her hands. Say, you're not doing it right, let me do it. I realised I had an obsession.
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean, because even when I play simple things with Caitlin, I will try and teach her, no matter what.
Yeah.
And if she does it wrong, you're right.
The beating start.
No, but you just kind of, you've got to stop this urge from taking it off of them and saying, no, this is how you do it.
Yeah.
But then... how do you learn as a child without playing and imagination and
exactly
things like that? And that's what Lego is all about.
Just this week, Charlotte started building her own models.
Right.
The first one she built was a gun. Was quite...
School influence. School influence. Yeah. Caitlin's the same way. She goes to the nursery and everything she says to anyone, and they go, oh, right, oh, what do you like then? And she goes, Spider-Man.
Does she like Spider-Man?
She likes Spider-Man because every day I ask her about nursery, who was there, who were you playing with, and it's always boys' names. Always. But is there any girls that go there? No, it's just boys.
No, that's the opposite with Charlotte. She never mentioned any boys.
But it just seems to be the thing that Caitlin's into. The problem was that
that's
I
not
made.
Going to go away now, is
no,
it?
No, the problem that I made about 9 months ago when she first mentioned it, I thought, oh, great. I went into the Disney store and got a Spider-Man outfit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And every now and again, she comes downstairs in it. So she's got, like, the proper pullover mask and everything. And the
she starts walking across the ceiling.
Yeah. When she starts walking across the ceiling, she'll need to get a priest very quickly. but, yeah, she loves all that stuff. But the thing is, it's diversity. I don't want her to be into the things that I was into. But it's a bit like you with Lego.
Mm.
Lego's okay because it's unisex.
Building as well.
It's building and, you know, there's all
and
kinds of stuff.
Coordination.
Yeah. But there's a girly range and it's gone absolutely mad.
Yeah, she's got 4 Lego Friends models now.
There you go. And they reckon that's what's all of a sudden relaunched Lego again.
Yeah. I'm enjoying using it, even though it's not for me. I might get some of my stuff down from the loft. You can just poke your head up in the loft and have a look what's up there.
I'll have a look, yeah. I was actually looking to get myself some stuff. But the more and more I look at it, the more I think, yes, I really do want the Tower Bridge for £215. And I found out a friend of ours has actually got it.
Damn.
And we were around their house about 2 months ago for their son's birthday. It was his first birthday. And I was just in awe of this thing. And I had to ask him, how long did it take you to make? He said, well, I started it. Then I got about 3/4 of the way up it and realised I got pieces missing.
Oh.
Had to send off for it, bearing in mind it was brand new.
Yeah.
Wait for him to come and finish it. And he said, beginning to end, 14 hours.
Really? Yeah. I didn't think it was that big.
It's massive.
Is it?
Big. It's wider than your Arga.
Really?
Yeah, it goes from your...
Arga. I haven't got an Arga. I don't live in a cottage. It's a double oven. It's a double oven, yeah.
It's a double oven.
It's quite big, though, for a
Lego model. It goes from your kettle to your food processor, which I would say is about...
That's a metre and a half.
3.5 foot. 3.5
That's about 5 feet.
You're all right, okay, about 5 foot. But it's big. Massive. I've got a photo of it.
Yeah.
And put it on the website. I've got Caitlin and... sitting next to it as well, so
for scale,
yeah, for scale. Let's give you an idea.
She's sitting on a bus on top of it.
Yeah, it's big. It's very big.
My dad bought the camper van.
Oh, the VW.
It's really good. It's probably about 30 centimetres long.
That's
really
cool.
Detailed.
Yeah,
but he had bits missing as well.
Yeah, it's strange, but I mean, you just email them in or whatever and contact them, and they will basically. Send it to you.
Jamie's just phoning me a photo. Yeah, Caitlin was really impressive.
Yeah, she's like, Dad, what the fuck's this? Yeah, it's Lego. What's Lego? I'll get you some Lego.
That's too big for me, I think. Yeah. I don't think nobody would appreciate
massive.
Me
you
having
really
that.
Got to. I mean, you would completely separate yourself from everything to do it. And all right, friends of ours, they've only got a 1-year-old son, so they've gone to bed. That's it.
Nice.
Me or you attempt that with 4 and 5 years old, respectively. It's just not even going to get anywhere near it, are you? You'd never ever get it finished.
The grey piece goes on the brown bit.
That's it, yeah. And it wouldn't take long for him to come along to smash it to bits.
Yeah. Charlotte keeps taking all her stuff apart every night, rebuilding it back up again. Luckily, they're quite small, like little stables and things. So that's not too bad. But yeah, we're going to go back to Legoland in June, into the hotel.
Right.
You get a little Lego gift upon arrival.
Right. Cool.
So they'll be building that the pirate room. That'd be quite interesting.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you about Christmas toys of the past. What was your favourite one?
Favourite one or favourite ones?
Or if there's more than one.
I look at it now and think, yes, I was actually quite spoiled. When I was a kid, it was Transformers, G.I. Joe, Star Wars.
Yeah.
I think it went Star Wars, Transformers, then G.I. Joe with me. And then from there, it kind of went from ZX Spectrums to
Commodore 64,
NES to Super Nintendo type. It went through that range.
Yeah.
If it wasn't loads and loads of action toys, it ended up being a console or something.
Do you ever used to have the A-Team stuff? Do you remember the A-Team?
Yes.
I found Mr. T's head in my Lego box.
Yeah, because... if I remember correctly, they were made of rubber.
Yeah, the rubber heads.
And with anything, when you were a kid, it would always break.
Yeah, pops off.
And He-Man was made of the same stuff that had a rubber head. And I, chew the hell out of that when you were a kid, like you always do. But yeah, I had A-Team figures. And I think you got smaller A-Team figures free with like Happy Meals or Burger King meals or, those kind of things when I was a kid.
I remember having a really big A-Team jet that had retractable undercarriage.
Don't quite remember that. Yeah. No.
I remember it breaking and being very upset. I also had the Ghostbusters Ecto-1. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
The little grappling hook that came out the back.
Yeah,
we used to sort of put it around our cat's leg and it would drag the car around the car.
Tormenting animals when you were a kid, yeah. I tormented the hell out of my cat when I was little. And the dog.
And we had the little Ecto things with the little things that you could spin around.
Yeah, no, I remember quite a lot of toys like that. But yeah, yeah, it was like Star Wars, got tons and tons of that stuff, and Millennium Falcon, that thing was absolutely massive.
Damn.
Yeah.
I didn't have any Star Wars stuff. My nan had an AT-AT in a loft for some reason. Maybe one of my cousins left it up there.
Yeah.
That must be worth a fortune now, so I don't know what happened to it.
Yeah, that thing's like the size of a medium-sized dog, isn't it?
It was pretty big.
Yeah.
And when you're a kid, it's even bigger. Think it's the size of an Alsatian type thing. But yeah, I love toys like that. I found, I was actually up in my parents' loft about a month ago, and I actually found all my old Star Wars figures.
Ah.
I mean, mum's like...
Has he got Boba Fett with a red rocket?
Yeah, but it has to actually come out to be worth something. Yeah. But my mum was like, well, they're all up there. They're doing nothing. Why don't you sell them?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. Not because it's no and I want to sell my childhood, but it's no because I've actually looked into this and they're worth bugger all if they're not in their original
cases.
It's
like DVDs. They're not worth anything now.
They're worth, yeah, absolutely nothing. You know, Music Made Pie, you'd be lucky if you get 20p. By the end of it, you go, really? So this courier's 20 quid and I'm owing them money.
Yeah. Yeah, I did used to enjoy Christmas because you'd always get the big... And I don't want to bang on about Lego, but you always get the big Lego, whatever the Lego model was, that come out.
Yeah.
Like the red car or the yellow JCB or the black car.
Mm.
I've got all of my childhood Lego up in the loft, but no other toys.
And that's it?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I've got quite a lot up in my parents' loft. What I really have got is all boxed up in airtight containers is all my old consoles.
Ah.
Even an Atari.
Ooh.
Wooden panelled with veneer kind of outsides.
Yeah. Plastic veneer.
With the slot cartridge, the original Atari 2600 slot cartridge machine, of which I can guarantee still bloody works because electronics these days are made very, very cheaply.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every bit of equipment. I mean, I'm looking at your new Surface tablet.
Not an iPad.
Not an iPad, I called it earlier, but I can guarantee in 5 years' time that thing won't work.
Probably.
I bet you. Any money. But I bet you if I go and dig out my old 31-year-old Atari and switch it on, I bet you it'll still work.
Naomi's got, is it a ZX Spectrum?
Yeah.
We tried selling that on eBay. Nobody wanted it.
No, I'm not surprised. There might be, people might go, yeah, okay, but you actually realise that no one actually wants it.
No. Which is a shame because they were really good. But if you can buy an app for 50p that does exactly the same thing on your phone.
Yeah, but the app doesn't take half an hour to load and give you an epileptic fit while loading. Playing.
And then it'll say tape error and you have to rewind the tape.
Yeah, at which point you're like, for fuck's sake. Like,
I can't them in the days.
And they, that's pretty much it. But that was, in those days, there was four channels of entertainment.
Three.
When did ITV? When did Channel 4 kick in?
I think it was 1984. About then.
Yeah, so yeah, no, you could be right. Yeah.
Shana gets annoyed if the computer takes longer than 5 seconds to boot up.
It's instant. It's instant demand.
It's crazy.
It's, I shouldn't really name it straight after that, but it's a bit like porno these days. It's on tap. Yeah.
So much of it you're just blasé to it.
Yeah, you're just blasé to it. So, oh, look, there you go. There's
another one.
There's five penises in her ass.
I've seen that one.
Yeah, it's you know, and when you're a kid, you'll be walking down a park and thinking the bushes, what the hell's that screwed up magazine? And you'll kind of go, well, you know, you never really say that.
The last time I saw a porno mag in the wild was when we moved into that flat in Dunstall's over there.
Right.
There was a mat outside the front door that had the recycling bin on it. And the first day, night we moved in, I picked it up and there was a porno underneath the mat.
Wow.
And I went to go and put it in the bin and there was two school kids walking past. And I really wanted to say, yeah, lads, have this. But I thought, oh, I sound like a creepy old man.
Yeah, you'll get CPD checked and paedophile stamped on your head.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, those, it's, everything is instant and on tap these days. I mean, you know, your Littlens work with iPads and services and things like that, and they don't have to wait anything. It's all instant. Everything's recorded on TV. My Littlen will say she wants to watch a particular episode or something
because no, we've Siri linked it.
Yeah.
It's just boom, there it is.
Yeah, Siri's linked, there you go. If you don't want to watch it, right, fire at the iPad, YouTube, type in what you want, there you go, she's watching an episode or whatever.
I don't think it's healthy.
It isn't, but it's instant. It's there. It's entertaining.
Keep them quiet, put Peppa Pig on.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Peppa Pig is there's millions of the bloody things, isn't it?
I think I've got 156 episodes of Peppa Pig recorded.
Well, there you go. You've most probably got the bloody lot. There can't be many more than that.
I worked it out. It'd take 3 days to watch through them all. Back to back.
But 1.5 days of actual episodes and the other 1.5 is adverts.
Adverts, yeah. Play Channel 5.
In between them.
I was at a client's the other week and I had to go to the toilet and they've got a shared loo in their office building. And I don't know about you, but I like to be on my own, no one else in there. There's four cubicles. So I went on the one that's furthest away, sat down to do my business. And if anyone comes in, I'll stop.
Stage fright.
I'll stop and I'll wait until they've done what they're doing and then they'll go. But this guy came in. I tell you, he must have had a schlong like a hose pipe because the noise he was making, it sounded like he was emptying a bucket of water into the toilet. And it just kept going.
So you say you stop.
Yeah.
So when the snake is out of the cave, yeah, does the snake retract?
No, the snake escapes.
The snake escapes. So in the old days, I mean, gentlemen used to sit there and shuffle their feet. I'll go, plop. Is any of that happening or no? It's just
quiet as a mouse, yeah.
Yeah, right, okay.
I don't want to hear anyone doing anything and I don't want anyone hearing me doing anything.
No, I just don't. That doesn't trouble me anymore. I mean, if a friend comes in the toilet after, we've got two bays at work and then immediately outside we've got two washhand basins. And if it's one of my friend that walks in,
yeah,
and you know that
they stink.
No, you know you've just done it, so you know you stink.
Yeah.
As they walk in through the door,
you just shake your head at them. No.
You can see their eyes watering. At which point you say, "I'll take the right one, mate. If I was you, not the left." Yeah. Just as a bit of a heads up, just as a gentleman kind of thing to do, because they see you, they know it's you. It's not as though you can go, "It was fucking him. He's been out of it 10 minutes." But Jesus.
The amount of times I've been in a single cubicle toilet and someone's done something terrible in there before me, so I just had a wee or whatnot and gone out, and then someone's walked in after me, they're going to think it's me. That's a terrible thing.
No, not me, mate. Not guilty.
Ugh.
Not guilty.
No, but toilet. Yes. Toilets are not my favourite place to be when I'm at work.
I don't know. I've really got a thing for toilet humour. I just think it's hilarious. It's so much in the fact that when you met Dan Carroll, haven't you?
Yeah.
Back in the days when we used to be in the old office and we used to go out drinking over weeknights and all sorts, and long before I met Kel and had a little, we used to play a game.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the next morning when you're hungover and really rough. The first thing we'd do is we'd go into work, okay, get a drink, order up breakfast, which tends to be like a fried bacon sandwich or something like that, to just try and soak up a bit of last night's atmosphere. And then we start playing a game and we start emailing each other. 1-0, 1-1, 2-1, 3-1, 4-1, 4-2. And you're actually wondering what these scores are coming from.
Right.
What it is actually a game of. We play beer shit football. Which actually means how many times you've been a shit.
Oh.
When it comes to a whitewash, and when you go above 4,
that's call the doctor.
That's the point you need to go home.
4 times in one day.
Four by lunchtime, easily. Because you've done 12 pints the night before and a dodgy kebab and, you know, nothing is going to stay in you.
I had my first experience of being bunged up last week.
Yeah?
3 days it was.
3 days?
3 days.
Is that all?
That's all, but it was horrible. Mm. I kept eating and nothing was coming out. I was like, where is this going?
Is this since, because I find when Easter comes about, which is round about now, and hot cross buns are in the market, I cannot stop fucking eating hot cross buns for love and money.
No, this was nerves due to my stage debut.
I see, stage fright.
Yeah. It was the opposite just before I went on, and then it turned into not coming out after I've been on.
So it wasn't as shit was feared out of you, just feared into you.
Yes.
Embedded.
Too embarrassed to even have a poo after being on stage for 42 seconds.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
42 seconds.
42 seconds. I didn't get the video today, but I will try and get it tomorrow.
Right.
Because I think it's going to be very cringeworthy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where was this and what was it?
This was my second attempt at the King Gong show at the London, what's it called, the Comedy Store.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't done a podcast since the last one, have we?
No, I don't think we have.
Yeah, the first one I did was 3.5 minutes.
Yeah.
And that was just basically a drunken ramble.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on last, then got booed off. But this time I diligently prepared my set. I'll let you read it later. Prepared it all, jokes, all this, that and the other, props, the lot.
Yeah.
Basically said hello, boo, off you go.
they'd had enough,
but I couldn't believe they were very polite.
Mm.
But just as soon as
patient.
I'd been going over it in my mind so many times that what I was expecting to happen didn't happen,
right?
And that threw me.
Yeah,
but because you've got no time to even think about anything to do next.
Yeah.
The audience have got the power to boo you off.
Yeah.
If it was normal 5 minutes, you know, mm. I could just struggle through it.
Yeah.
But because they could just go, as soon as they sense fear, you're off.
You're off.
Yeah, it's quite scary. But it's weird because we've been to gigs, we've been on stage doing loads of stuff before, and I'm used to looking out at an audience at a bar or a club or whatnot. But this was 400 people,
yeah,
which isn't what's the word? It's not intimidating, but it's just something I've not seen before. So whenever you see something you haven't seen before, you go, "Ooh, let me just have a look at that."
Yeah,
and but because I thought that, then I messed up my first line. And then everything just unraveled.
Yeah, it's strange because I've been on stage obviously with a band, and for the first couple of songs I tend to look over everyone's head.
Yeah, which you can't do when you're
you keep eye you level
two people.
Yeah, you keep eye level above everyone else.
Yeah.
The difference with being on stage with a band is not all eyes are on you. All eyes are on your band
and the singer mostly.
Yeah, but I suppose doing stand up, if you're standing there with a mic, they are literally sitting there saying, right, entertain
laugh.
Me.
Make me laugh.
Yeah. All right, fine. Same with the band. Entertain me. But they're looking solely at you.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the difference.
Yeah, it's just weird. Just, I was just looking at it going, oh, that's quite an interesting view. I've not seen that before. Hang on, no, you're supposed to be talking.
Yeah.
I think I'd lost them by the time I'd put the microphone stand behind me.
Mm.
It was that quick.
Ouch.
Yeah, terrible.
Oh, dear.
But I'll try again. I've got to find another outlet. So, is there anything else interesting that you've been happened to you recently?
Driving to work the other day on the back road through here to Epping, and lying in the middle of the road on the other side of the road in the middle was a dead badger.
Oh, I haven't seen one of those recently.
They are massive.
Yeah. Like a little mini bears.
Yeah, it is like a mini bear. It's huge, this thing. And when I saw something driving the other way, I thought, okay, it was like a dump truck type thing.
Yeah.
It easily cleared it. And then what instantly run through my head is, if your car was coming the other way,
yeah, my Mini,
it would have writ off the front of it completely. Yeah. And trying to get that out from underneath the car, if it would have got underneath the car, no, it would have just bent it in two.
Did you see that thing? See the thing on the BBC News website with that owl that was stuck in the front of that woman's car?
No.
Did you see that? No. She had like this big SUV thing.
Yeah.
And she pulled up this parking lot, and these people are going to her, "You've got an owl in your grill." There's a little teeny tiny owl with big yellow eyes in between where the radiator was and the front of the car. There's quite a big gap.
Yeah.
It was just sitting there, sort of looking out, going, how
still alive.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So they popped the lid and out it flew.
I was quite surprised I saw that roadkill on the side of the road. Earlier in the week, I actually saw a dead fox in the road.
Yeah.
Right near my work. And as the week progressed, the fox was still there, and I'm just sitting there going, who actually comes and tidies these things up?
I'm not sure who does.
It's normally the council.
Yeah.
The badger went very quickly.
But someone ate that.
I should imagine, I should imagine the car took that with it somewhere. But the fox deteriorated and then became two bits, and then at the moment it just looks like a pair of socks
still there?
On the floor. Yeah.
Oh.
It just looked like a pair of old dirty socks on the floor now.
Nice. When it was snowing, Dad took the girls out for walk in the forest, and Dad was sort of kicking the grass, saying, "Oh, look how deep the snow is!" And he kicked this other bit of grass. Oh, why is that grass black? He kicked it a bit more. It was a dead frozen rat with its legs sticking up in the air.
Love it.
So he said, "Oh, come along, let's move along. There's nothing to see here."
Oh, brilliant! Does your dad have much influence on your little ones?
Yeah, because he's a little bugger. He
go on.
If anyone's got sort of a snotty nose, he'll go on his sleeve. So, of course, they copy him and do that now.
Brilliant.
Yeah. He's probably getting me back from when I used to do that when I was a kid.
It's exactly, I think, grandparents have got embedded into them what their parents used to do when you were young.
Yeah.
And it is just wind the kids up.
Let's wind them up then. Let them go.
Let's go around Nanny's. Okay, Nanny. I'm hungry, Nanny. What can I have? Oh, here, have the sugariest thing in the cupboard. Because I know in 3 years' time, when that thing kicks in, you'll be going home. Yeah?
I used to get away with murder when I stayed at my grandparents' house. Huh. You must have been the same.
Yeah, pretty much. But it's funny because what does my dad do? He sits there and he'll come out with old sayings, right? And my dad used to be into, when he was younger, it was like pirate films and Treasure Island.
Right.
So he would say things to Caitlin like, "Shiver me timbers."
Yeah.
Which to me wouldn't mean much unless I knew that.
Yeah.
but she'll come out with Shiver Me Timbers and Aye Aye Captain. And, and the other day, she come out with Bang and the Dirt Is Gone. And every time the advert comes on, she starts screaming at the TV going, it's Barry Scott, it's Barry Scott. Silly bang, bang and the dirt is gone.
So strange the things they pick up on.
Yeah, but I picked her up from nursery a few weeks ago when I was off. And one of the teachers or the helper nursery nurse assistants looked at me and kind of went, you're Caitlin's dad, aren't you? Because I don't go there very often.
I need to have a word.
Yeah, oh, no. And she said, your daughter is hilarious. I said, well, go on. She said, basically, she should be on stage. It's like, what's she done now? So basically, where they sit all the kids with their coats on,
yeah,
on this mat, and they wait for the parents to come. They say, right, yeah, okay, let's sing, yeah, some songs. So one kid will sing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, another kid will sing Bubba Back Sheep, whatever. And Caitlin went, I know a song, I know a song. She stood up, right?
All my bitches and my holes.
It might as well have been. But she said, basically, come on ladies, £1 fish, right? At which I can only imagine that all the kids were sitting there going, huh? What's that?
My lovely lady lumps.
Yeah, but basically all the teachers in the room were absolutely in hysterics because they know it was from a YouTube, yeah, viral thing that, yeah, went around a while ago. And it's strange what things entertain her and what she picks up on.
It's crazy. They just see things that you don't see.
Yeah, and it's just hilarious to watch. So yeah, my dad will teach her all these weird and wonderful things, whether they're good habits or bad habits, but it's just hilarious to watch.
Mostly bad.
But it's hilarious to see that, you know, there's a different light of life and all sorts. Because yeah, I never saw that in my dad growing up, to be honest, you know.
Because he used to beat you.
No, it was mainly because he was at work most of the time.
Yeah, that's why I tried to come home early on a weekday.
Yeah.
Put the kids to bed.
That's it. So you get to spend a little time with them and bond and that kind of stuff.
Then you realise, oh, they're a bit boring, I'm going to go downstairs again.
No, you find that actually they're quite ratty and tired, so therefore, you know, it's not till the weekend that you enjoy the time.
When you come home and they're all miserable, you think, oh, I should have stayed at work.
It's just that they're ratty and that. But,
do you want to do some tube tales?
Just trying to think the last time I was on the tube. Go on.
I've got a couple. I was walking through Tottenham Court Road a couple of weeks ago, and as I was, do you know Tottenham Court Road, the layout, I was walking from the ticket hall down to the escalators,
yeah,
and there was this guy sort of standing at the top of the escalators getting in everyone's way. He's sort of looking around, rushing around, and as I was going down the escalators, I heard him shouting out at the top of his voice, I want to leave Tottenham Court Road. Like, what? The exit is just over there. Are you insane?
There's about five or six of many things.
He kept saying, I want to leave.
Oh dear.
He's obviously...
Someone's not taking their medication for the day.
Yeah, he's obviously a bit mental. And I was on the Piccadilly line, jumped on a tube train. This guy jumped on that looked like Bill Cosby.
Mm-hmm.
And all the seats were taken, so I'm standing up in the bit where the doors are. As soon as the train starts moving, he starts tap dancing.
Oh, on a train?
On a train, and this is where being...
Was it during rush hour?
No, it's sort of in the middle of the day.
So just shoulder to shoulder with him.
Of course, being British, our sense of reserve kicked in. I was just thinking, I just want a hole to swallow me up. Please, I don't want to be with a tap dancing man. So he did the worst tap dancing routine you've ever seen.
Oh,
and
no.
Then started handing his cap around, going, Penny, I was just like, oh.
Did he have any music playing?
No, he was just tap dancing on a vinyl floor. Don't know what he thought he was going to achieve.
Which I can imagine sounds very thud, 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 thud.
Oh, it was terrible. It's just the fact he looked like Bill Cosby.
Oh, dear.
It was just weird. And then I think it was last week or the week before, me and Finley went to Excel for an exhibition. We got on the train to go back home and I had a massive headache, almost pretty much a migraine. I felt like I was going to be sick. So I'm just sitting on the tube just willing myself not to spew, and then the smelliest man in the world came sat right next to me.
Started rubbing himself up down there.
People think that the tube is pretty rough and smelly anyway, but it's not really.
Yeah.
Sometimes when it's sunny, summertime, you get sort of a bit of BO.
Mm.
That's fine. That's normal smell. But this was a week past, and if someone's got a bit of BO, you can sit on the train, put your finger under your nose like that, pretending you're sort of asleep.
Breathe through the mouth.
Breathe through the mouth, and it's
fine. I hope
fine.
You don't taste it.
But this was burning the back of my throat.
Ooh.
It was, and Finney was sitting next to me.
Could you not get up and move?
I felt so sick, I didn't want to move.
Could you not tap Finney on the knee and say, look.
Take him out, please. Kill him. Oh, it was.
So, Colin, you posted on Facebook to say, I feel like a right nerd at this exhibition. I know what the exhibition was because I actually saw a advert in one of the magazines I got, which was a gaming magazine. Ooh. So what's related to that, you wonder, but it was a Comic Con, wasn't it?
No.
Was it not?
No, it was the Broadcast Video Expo.
Oh, it's bollocks. It wasn't like, so if it was comic, I might have some interest because I liked them when I was a kid, or a sci-fi exhibition or something like that. No?
It was basically cameras and video editing equipment.
Oh, well, crap.
That's crap for you. That's my business.
Oh, no. Ooh, look at that. Yeah, a 4K camera.
I've never been to a Comic Con. Have you ever done one?
I don't think I have. I've been to guitar festivals.
Yeah, we went to that one in... I got us free passes, didn't I?
I went to... one of the car things once, which was shite.
Yeah.
Idle Home Exhibition when I was a child. No, dragged around that.
We went there a couple of years ago. It was terrible.
Fucking hate the
thing. It's terrible.
Oh, look, a new tin opener.
Wow. It slices and it dices.
Yeah, I just get fed up. It's like late night TV. You'll see the adverts of...
carrot, turnips, weed, cut. Yeah.
Barry Scott is exactly that. Yeah. You know, I'm Barry Scott. Da-da-da. This is my, you know, number one formula. But no, I've never been to a sci-fi convention or a comic convention.
It's all the rage now.
I want to go to a games convention. I want to go and try out all the latest games and stuff, just to try it.
See, I've done a lot of videoing for them. Not actually been to one, but got the videos back and then had to do the edit.
Right.
So from there, they look quite interesting. But then when you look at the people that are attending...
Yeah, it's the stereotypical people that only come out once a year.
I just want to run into those sort of places and scream, nerds!
Yeah, I know. But I just...
It's like when you walk past Games Workshop in Blue Water and they've got that sort of Battlefield thing.
Oh, yeah,
where
they're having
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, just want to throw a tear gas canister in there. Don't you just want to... misery.
Don't you just want to walk up and wave your hands all over the desk and like, go, aha, destroyed, who won?
Don't you know there are women out there?
It is sad, but yeah. It's
This is coming from a man that likes to build Lego in the evenings.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, I'm a big gamer. I like gaming. It's my forte. It's my sin, my vice.
And then what's your opinion on the new PlayStation 4 then?
I know absolutely nothing about it because all they've done is say it's coming.
Yeah.
That's it.
Basically, what I've read about it looks like it's just taking whatever the Wii U and the Xbox does now and they're adding it to their list of... That was the fridge making that noise.
Oh, right, sorry. I thought there was a door open.
It talks at you. Sometimes we think it's the kids, kids crying upstairs. It's not. There's no picture of it either.
Exactly.
It's so weird.
So all they've done... And I hate to say this, is they've set themselves up to fail.
Yeah.
Because what they've done is said, right, it's coming out in November.
Yeah.
Which it won't.
No.
I can guarantee it won't. It won't come out.
If they haven't even just displayed the hardware yet.
Yeah. Normally the telltale sign is when the patents come on. Is it Engadget?
Yeah.
Yeah. When they come and they start saying it's got this technology and that technology, you know it's on the horizon.
Yeah.
They haven't even done that. They've set the price for it at $399 already.
Probably too much.
Again. Yeah, I'd rather have a PC.
Yeah.
When the PS3 was coming, it took forever to come out. And when the price got announced at $599, I went, I'm going to buy an Xbox. Thank you very much.
You can get an Xbox for $170 or something.
Yeah. And I ended up going down that route. I love the PlayStation, but I've got no time or effort for them now.
No, it's just Xbox is so much better.
I only bought another one last July. But I upgraded my Xbox.
Yeah.
Simply because I wanted it wireless and I wanted it, you know, bigger drive and all that kind of stuff. Quieter, yeah. Not sounding like a jumbo jet engine taking off.
I've got my old Xbox at the office.
Yeah.
So when I'm rendering...
Yeah, all right.
I was playing Call of Duty at work the other day. I don't think the others were pretty impressed.
Really funny.
Yeah, I was doing the snow bike scene.
Did you say, shut up, Finley, I'm paying you.
Don't have a dog about yourself. I suppose we could call this section nerd news, can't we?
Nerd news.
The other things, the last podcast we were talking about me getting my phone and getting this Surface.
Mm.
So I finally have them.
Mm. And?
Good. Mm-hmm. Great. Much better than a blooming iPad. It's the first time I took this Surface into work I share a floor with an advertising agency, and all the designers and the graphic people all worship at the tomb of Steve Jobs. Mm-hmm. So they're all Mac fanatics, but they were pouring all over this like it was an Apple product. Mm. I couldn't believe it. It was this. They loved the keyboard, the screen, the touchness of it.
But then it's built very, very well.
It's a really nice bit of kit.
Because you got to bear in mind that there is only... Microsoft have made it, and they've spent a lot of time, money and effort in making it, and they've made it right.
It's a well-built machine.
The only thing that kind of worries me is it actually going to take off? How many of these have they actually sold?
I haven't said.
Which, again, is worrying. If they say we've shifted X amount of them and they boast about it, then great. But my main concern is every even version of Windows is great. Every odd one is shite.
Yep.
Windows 3.1, great. Windows 95, shite. Windows 98, great. Windows ME, shite.
Yep.
Windows 2000, great. And it just kept going on and on and on like that. Unfortunately, Windows 8 is...
The problem with it is Windows 7 is so good.
Exactly.
Which was the problem with XP.
Yes. And again, you bring the next one out. Yeah. Because Microsoft are now starting to do the thing, it's every year now.
Yeah.
Every year there's a new product.
The good thing about Windows 8 is, if I'm browsing on the internet, on Internet Explorer on this, and I close it and I go to the desktop, which is also running Windows 8, and I open up Windows Internet Explorer, it's the same page.
Right.
Or the same history, I should say. So I can just go to the last history and click it and it opens up.
Okay, so it combines everything with it.
Which is great.
Yeah.
When the computer first starts, you just sign in with your Microsoft account, like your Hotmail address, and it puts everything back in the same place.
Yeah.
It syncs the wallpaper and the colour scheme and everything else, which is brilliant. So you only have to change it in one place.
Mm-hmm.
But it's such a weird... Windows 8, the Metro thing with these tiles that you're looking at, perfect on a tablet. Absolutely perfect. But on a desktop PC, I hit the desktop button.
It's absolutely useless.
Because it's full screen and these...
Yeah.
It's really weird because the screen's more or less the same distance away from you, but it's just such a different experience just holding it and touching it rather than using a keyboard and mouse.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. It's I don't think that keyboard and mouse is going to disappear.
Oh, never.
It might still be there for 10 years' time.
Yeah.
You've really, really got to have something that's good.
Mouse and keyboard is great because it takes so little effort.
Exactly. You've got to have, for something to go away, you've got to have it completely voice activated, and
even voice activated is not gonna.
It's not, but you've got to have the ability to have a computer with you wherever you go. I'm not meaning picking up a tablet or starting out. I mean, you walk into a kitchen and all four walls are projectable with a TV.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
But that's we're talking 50 sci-fi. Years. Yeah, we're talking sci-fi there. Or you tell the computer wherever you're standing, this is what you want done, and it'll come back with
information. It's all about information and finding out information quick.
That's it. That's all people are interested in.
Because I think that all that stuff is great, but it's like today. I tell you about my experience on getting home.
I kind of heard, but go on.
Yeah. So today I took my car to get its MOT done.
Right.
In Chingford.
Mm-hmm.
Now I normally go from Epping train station, but as I was in Chingford, I thought I'd drive to the station, park there, going to work nice and quick. Brilliant, that worked fine. And as I was on the train thinking, I must remember to come home this way. And then I had a bit of a busy afternoon doing backing up stuff, and I left a bit early. So most of my time I spend on autopilot when I'm commuting, because it's such a dull and dreary thing. I put some podcasts on my phone, get on the train, and then I'll kind of wake up essentially in Epping. And I wasn't on an Epping train, I was on a Buckhurst Hill train.
Yeah.
No, a Loughton train. So I changed at Buckhurst Hill to get the next train. And then I was running through what I had to do. I got to walk up the thick. Oh no, I can't have to walk up the station mode because my car's not there.
It's 5 miles away.
Oh God.
Yeah, you're coming on the overground, not the underground.
So immediately I went over the bridge to get the train going back, because I thought I'd have to go all the way back into London, all the way to Liverpool Street and back out again.
Yeah.
So I got my phone out and typed in Buckhurst Hill to Chingford, and it said I can get a bus from Loughton.
There you go.
Which I discovered after I got to Woodford going the other way. And so there's two trains going past.
So you have to go back again.
Yeah, so I've crossed the road again, went back to Loughton, and luckily, this bus is every half an hour, and I walked up to the bus stop, and the bus came straight in.
Wow.
So I was very... And the bus took me straight to my car.
That's shockingly accurate.
Yeah, it was crazy.
What's the chances of you ever getting a bus again?
Zero.
There you go. See?
When the transport system works, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
As soon as it fails, it may as well not be there.
Yeah.
You may as well just walk. Mm. But I just couldn't believe that I forgot my car was not where I left it.
Absolute quality.
Love it. Well, I think we're going to have to leave it there because we're about to run out of recording space.
Need a bigger hard drive.
Need a bigger hard drive. That's it for this week's episode of The Average Men. I've been JQ.
And I'm Jamie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.